The year was 1994. Democrat Don Clark Netsch, then the state's comptroller, was running against Republican Governor Jim Edgar.
We needed to do two things. One, make a much stronger commitment to public education. And second, we have to find a better way to pay for it.
That's Netsch, 2 years before her death in 2013. Then, as now, Illinois was struggling to adequately fund its schools, and a top concern among Illinois voters was property tax relief. Most funding for local schools comes from property taxes, and not from the state. As a result, Illinois has long had some of the highest property tax burdens in the nation. Netsch's so-called tax swap would have raised Illinois' individual income tax rate in exchange for property tax relief, because schools could then be funded primarily through state tax dollars, something Netsch said was a constitutional mandate. She should know, she got it into the state's constitution as a delegate to the 1970 Constitutional Convention, but the courts ruled the constitution's school funding language was merely a suggestion and not ironclad. Enter the tax swap.
We needed to do it because we could pay for it out of a broader-based, fairer tax structure.
That word fair, sound familiar? It's central to Governor Pritzker's messaging on the graduated income tax proposal, which he dubbed the fair tax on the campaign trail. Here's University of Illinois political scientist David Merriman.
Both of them are focused on, what's fair. And I think a lot of people feel that the school funding system is, terribly, terribly unfair. And now I think a lot of people feel that the income distribution is terribly unfair.
Implicit in Pritzker's tax plan is the fact that income inequality in America has been growing in recent decades. In fact, many economists point to the 1970s as the decade in which economic growth in the U.S. began to slow and the income gap widened. Charlie Wheeler is a longtime State House observer and covered the 1970 Constitutional Convention as a reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times. He says the framers of the Constitution could not have predicted the future.
Back in 1970, the gap between the bottom 10% and the top 10% was a heck of a lot smaller than it is now. And so there wasn't that same level of concern.
Wheeler also remembers some fatigue around the income tax issue by the time the convention rolled around. Just the year before, then-Governor Richard Ogilvie and Chicago Mayor Richard J. Daley struck a deal to implement a flat-rate state income tax. Those working on that issue in 1969 had to be careful not to run afoul of a Great Depression-era decision from the Illinois Supreme Court, which struck down Illinois' first attempt at an income tax. If you can believe it, that attempt was actually a graduated income tax, and it was proposed by a conservative Republican governor and opposed by Chicago Democrats. But the state's high court struck it down. Wheeler said after the state Supreme Court upheld the 1969 flat tax, delegates wanted to move on to settling other elements of the Constitution.
The majority of the delegates, as I recall, decided, well, why don't we just embody what's already in law and not get into this whole income tax fight again?
UIC's Merriman says that as much as income inequality has increased in the last quarter century, so has distrust of state government.
And I think now there is even less trust, which is kind of at war with the fairness idea, and that those things are put against each other.
In the 1994 campaign, Edgar and Republicans used distrust of Netsch's plan as a winning strategy.
Netsch has a plan to increase the income tax by 42%.
26 years later, opponents to Pritzker's graduated income tax plan have nicknamed it the Tax Hike Amendment and are using Illinois' history of fiscal problems as evidence to not trust those behind it. Here's a campaign ad that's been playing nonstop on airwaves across Illinois in the last few weeks of election season.
I'm deeply concerned about the Tax Hike Amendment. They claim they're only going to increase taxes on the rich, but if their out-of-control spending tells us anything, they'll be back for more. I don't trust Springfield politicians to be fair to taxpayers. Do you?
Back in 1994, Edgar won re-election in a landslide. But 2 years later, a commission he appointed to study the interplay between school funding and property taxes proposed a plan strikingly similar to Netsch's tax swap. However, after passing the Illinois House, it was killed in the state Senate by a fellow Republican. I'm Hannah Meisel.